a lot of landowners may sort of be given the impression that they have no right to refuse entry, but they do. They have a constitutional right to refuse entry to these people. And should Flint Ridge Resources be successful in obtaining a licence, the impact on the land then is huge. It isn't just in the land, it's in the water supply, the availability of water. So in order to take the gold out of the ground, they have to go underground first, use explosives to break up the rock, then to bring the rock to the surface and to crush it into a fine material, nearly like talc. And they put in chemicals then and float that and take off the part that has gold in it. But they're left with huge amounts of very fine material. And when they break up the rock, it isn't just gold they bring up. You know, there's stuff down there underground that is locked securely by Mother Nature. You know, elements such as arsenic, lead, sulfides, molybdenum, zinc. You know, they're all locked down there. But when they're brought up and crushed into fine material, they're now above ground and they can be washed by the rain into the rivers and streams and into the groundwater. And they can be blown during periods of dry weather a long distance, you know, so the effects are very subtle and grow over time. Mining is a long-term injury rather than a sudden impact.
Regarding impacts, Madeline, and you touched on it there regarding water courses, and this isn't just a North Leitrim problem as well, there's an impact on Sligo as well.
Part of the work that we did was we produced a leaflet, and part of that leaflet, part of the work was we looked at the townlands and we followed all the tributaries and streams, you know, from the prospecting area. And we discovered that they all drain down into Loch Gill, which is the source of water for Leitrim and Sligo, you know, a strategic source of water for both Leitrim and Sligo.